Hello, and welcome to the Soul Horizon podcast. In this episode, I'm going to share first an intuitive insight that came through, and then I'll read through an energy update that came through at the end of February, but feels relevant to share now. So whenever you're listening to this, just trust that it's meant to be heard by you and just take what resonates and leave what doesn't. Let's start with this intuitive entry that came through just the other day. So, and I'll read this to you as if it's a quote almost, but it's just about a page and a half long. So, quote, "That which is rigid is easy to crumble, most especially under the high-pressure winds of life. That which is flexible and willing to adapt sustains itself even in the strongest of winds. To be adaptable to change, then, we must be courageously flexible. We must be willing to not know what lies ahead as we trust in and surrender boldly to the present moment guidance of our heart. To not repeatedly crumble in the face of chaos, we must only be willing to stop building rigid walls and structures around us. We must be willing to exist vulnerably in the winds of life. To trust that the change that seeks us not to destroy us, but to guide us. From this fluid vantage point, we begin to dance with life. We move with its rhythms and changes, feeling them, yes, but not broken by them. Rather, in this fluid movement, our own nimbleness strengthens. As we let life guide us forward, up and down and around, the flexibility of this way of moving and flowing with our heart invokes a new kind of strength within us. One that is real and true because it bends with us as we move rather than breaking. It's our nimbleness and our flexibility and our willingness to wholeheartedly surrender that strengthens us most truly. It was never the structures and ways of being and identities that we clung to that fortified our being. No, no, no. In truth, those rigid structures only served to imprison us. And when we asked them to stop imprisoning us, their rigidity could not bend to accommodate our request. Rather, it had to break so that we could be freed. And this is precisely why our greatest sense of strength and sturdiness reveals itself to us through our tenacious flexibility. Our willingness to adapt and change and flow with our heart up and down through life's outer circumstances is what makes us resilient. It's also what makes us whole. It's not something we can build around us. Rather, it's something that's revealed to us once we've been brave enough to surrender and let go of all that once defined us. It's in our undefining of self, as distinct and separate from all else, that we come home to a wholeness that truly and inherently completes us. A wholeness that strengthens and fortifies our insecurities in a way that's truly securing and stabilizing. Because it invokes an inherent stability. One that bends and shapes and adapts to the impermanence of life because it recognizes and honors its own inherent permanence. Anything we build around us will eventually crumble. In the end, it's what we've been willing to bravely reveal within that's left standing. It's our inherent truth, our inherent wholeness, that defines us most permanently and eternally. It's the immateriality of our divine core that strengthens and secures us as we learn to dance our way through life in this material world. And yet so often we seek security in the outer, perpetually grasping at breakable straws outside of us in hopes of fortifying our life into an unchanging form. But it's in this unwillingness to allow life to change that we repeatedly turn away from our inherent strength. It's in seeking outer stability that we eventually come to recognize its inherent weakness and fragility. And it's in remembering the stability held eternally within that we eventually come to recognize our own strength. Because we now have the courage to surrender fully and dance with life. And within the nimbleness and flexibility of each heart-led twist and turn, we come home to ourselves more fully and more freely." End quote. All right, and now I'll read this energy update that came through. I hope that that first bit was supportive of you in some way, shape, or form. So the question that I asked was, what insights can you offer on the current energies? And then this is what came through my intuition from my higher self. Quote, "The current energies are highly transformative. morphing and changing on a whim as you experience it through the physically manifested presentation of such energies. You might notice yourself bouncing almost. This sensation of being buoyed up and then brought down below the surface again. For some, this will be perceived more as an anchoring or submersion beneath the surface rather than a buoying above the surface. There's a dance between unconscious, subconscious, and conscious occurring for most right now. Without conscious intent, your energetic expression of individuated consciousness is guiding you to dip repeatedly below the surface and to then return to the surface of your consciousness with the subtleties of informed insight gathered from beneath the layers of your awareness. In this buoyed state, then, you are experiencing the reassembling of what was once lost through the gradual and subtle touching into and out of what has long informed you from beneath the surface. In the anchored state, then, you are gathering information from the once darkened aspects of the subconscious. If the currents deep below the surface of the water have an effect on the trajectory of a boat, then this experience is akin to sending down some sort of measurement device designed to evaluate the subtleties of the writhing current beneath the surface. The measurement tool or instrument is akin to a splice or fragment of your conscious mind. It anchors itself below the surface and then returns to the surface to inform the boat or the rest of your conscious mind of the remnants of its gathered data from the waters below or the subconscious mind. The boat, your conscious mind, cannot will itself to remove the currents by its own force. And yet, with this newly informed perspective from illuminating bit by bit, piece by piece, what once existed in the dark, it can now evaluate and determine an approach to its movement that will work with, rather than against, the currents beneath the surface. Interestingly, as the boat begins to work with the currents then become rather obsolete in terms of their effect on the boat's trajectory. Because when they are no longer resisted, their force is neutralized. If anything, the boat's trajectory is now enhanced by the currents because it understands and honors their modalities and ways. You see, the point here is that the purpose of knowing what subconsciously informs your conscious experience is not so that you can know how to destroy or remove the subconscious informants, but rather so that you can flow with and allow these informants. And in doing so, they become propellants rather than deterrents. In the allowing of what you once long resisted, you learn to dance with life in a surrendered and yet perpetually expanding way. It is from within the resounding state of surrender that your expansion gains the greatest momentum. The point has never been to remove the obstacles and barriers that appear to prohibit you. Rather, the point has always been to allow the obstacles and barriers so fully and lovingly that they transform from gates and walls into secret passageways and shortcuts. Do you see then, in allowing what you feared for so long, you come to dance with life in a way that is real and true. The way out was never around, but rather right into and through what you most feared. Because in walking into and through what you fear, you recognize yourself more fully. For you too, parts of you, exist in all of the internal places and spaces that you most fear. Can you recollect and allow these feared and resisted and rejected parts then? Can you come into communion with the parts of yourself you'd long preferred to deny? Can you render these tethers and anchors and strongholds obsolete by allowing them so fully that their resistant strength is neutralized? Because that is the only way forward. It's never been to resist, but rather to allow so fully as to render the force entirely neutralized. And so this is what the collective is facing energetically right now. And the buoying up and down, in and out, discomfort and pleasure, back and forth experience is occurring because of the resistant dance between surrender and control. One flows with the dance when they surrender to and allow the currents of their subconscious to be a wisdom-informing, yet painful part of them. When they allow the currents to lead the way home rather than rushing to get past them. One resists the dance when they seek to blow past the currents and precisely skip by or around them in an effort to flee from the pain they touch into from within those dark and confining spaces of self. The irony, of course, is that the greatest propulsion of expansion occurs through the tightest allowed confinement, And so the more one allows the pulsating reflections of the once rejected, subconscious aspects of self to inform the flow of their consciousness, meaning that these aspects are lovingly welcomed and allowed into the conscious mind, and witnessed with reverence and revealing rather than resisted through fear, the more intensity of confinement one will feel, yes, but also the freer and faster one will become expanded by this pressurized confinement, because there is a reciprocal and dynamic interplay between the conscious allowance of what was once hidden and repressed within the subconscious or even the conscious mind, and the vastness of freedom and speed of expansion experienced on the other side of said confinement. For some, it is simply too much to allow the full depth of confinement in any one moment, and so there is this bouncing dance of experience. So one is touching into blips of allowance of the once unallowed, perceived as discomfort or pain, and then touching into the resulting expansiveness that comes from that dipping into the dark, so to speak. And so the high points, as you would likely define them, are the resultant and exuberant offspring of the low points or dark points of confinement. You might notice then the dipping in and out of feeling states, from extreme freedom and joy and inexplicable inner peace to constriction and worry and even hopelessness and despair. And yet, although it may seem as if you're bouncing back and forth in such a way that you're hovering over the same mean or average emotional experience, from a consciousness perspective, you are spiraling higher and wider with every echelon of undulation. And so it is never one step forward and one step back, but rather one step wider and one step higher, so to speak. This is the path of the middle space spiral. The more comfortable one becomes with the surrendered dance of the back and forth, the more freely one spirals up and around. From the precision of each moment, your perspective will likely feel static or even stuck. And yet from the grace of foretold hindsight, you will look back and wonder how in the world you made it all that way. So this is the energetic state, the energetic dance that's most prominently informing the collective experience at this point in linear space-time. And it's likely to feel very wobbly, because it truly is, and it's intended to be this way to soften the blunt of constriction that otherwise occurs by going too deep, too fast. This is essentially an intentionally softened collective dark night of the soul. For those who have moved through a DNOS before, it will feel more confusing than utterly painful, because you can't quite figure out why you're all over the map emotionally. However, for those who are recently awakening, even this softened DNOS is likely to feel quite dark, all-consuming, and heavy. Whereas those who are familiar with the DNOS will gravitate towards explaining the feeling more as that buoy, bounce-up sensation, those who are moving through this for the first time are likely to feel as if they're dragging around an anchor or ball and chain that they just can't quite figure out how to let go of. There's more of a drag sensation then rather than a lift. But this is okay, and it is intended to be this way. Not to punish, but rather to very clearly inform and point out all of the attachments, beliefs, and identities that are holding them back from expanding and unfurling into their heart-led fullness. However, the beautiful thing about this is that those experiencing the intensity of the DNOS now, or the dark night of the soul, will have a much quicker, albeit sharper, go with it. Whereas those who experienced it, quote-unquote, earlier, had a longer and more drawn-out experience that was often characterized by intense apathy, boredom, and restlessness, with heightened periods of despair, hopelessness, and anxiety mixed in. End quote. And then this last bit just came through here, and I'll just read it to you now. It says, quote, "All right, this is enough for today. There's plenty to take in here, and it should provide comfort to those who are extraordinarily uncomfortable right now, to know that there is a widespread and collective resounding dance between discomfort and comfort, pain and pleasure right now. This is simply the energetic pulsation occurring at this time, and it's done always with the intention to catalyze and move the collective and the individual around and up the spiraled experience of consciousness. It will get easier soon, and the more one can surrender to the yanks, the pulls, and the drags of the current, the easier and quicker they'll flow towards the confinement point that ultimately propels them beautifully and profoundly to their freedom. The dance between opposites is what guides you to remember what you want and who you truly are. It's the pain that guides you back home to your true self. And it's in this homecoming to your truth that you'll discover and recollect the purposeful beauty in even your darkest of hours. Trust, flow, surrender, let go, and repeat. End quote. All right. I hope this was supportive of you in some way, shape, or form. Let's leave it here for today. And until we chat again, take care.